jazz film critic Father Peter Malone writes in his film review for Les Misérables, for over 25 years, theatre audiences around the world have been profoundly moved by Victor Hugo's classic story and by the musical theatre production with music by Claude-Michel Schoenberg. Wisely, he says, writers have decided to honour the theatre experience rather than opening up the musical to a realistic presentation. This means, says Father Peter, that the audience that has seen the stage version of Les Misérables will continue to remember and re-experience what they enjoyed.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high, life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die.
I read in your review that it's very close to the musical. In fact, you say, wisely, the writers and director have decided to honour the theatre experience.
I found I was in many ways reliving the theatre experience, which I had seen a couple of times over the last 20-plus years. So I liked it just for that. But a number of people that I've met recently hadn't seen the musical on stage, and not only that, had never seen any version of Hugo's book at all. So it was all new to them, and they were very moved by it.
I remember a wonderful version starring Gérard Depardieu, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, a lady from Mauritius was telling me that after Mass yesterday. That one I haven't seen, but she had seen it, and it had made an impression. But then she'd gone to see the musical as well.
At the end of the day should be nothing but trouble. And there's trouble for all, and there's trouble for one.
The very good thing that I think makes it different is the close-ups. And you probably read that the actors actually sang while they were being filmed rather than lip-syncing.
I read that, but is it really their voices?
It's very good because Hugh Jackman said that there was no predetermined performance he had to give, but as he sang and several takes, he could actually experiment and see what he could do with the singing. And I think that that's made it very powerful.
What have I done? Sweet Jesus, what have I done? Become a thief in the night? Become a dog on the run? Have I fallen so far and is the hour so late that nothing remains but the
cry? In fact, they say that Anne Hathaway did her song as Fantine in close-up and in one take.
I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seemed. Oh, life has killed a dream.
Amazing. That's actually a lot of extra points for the actors themselves, don't you think?
Yes, she's already got the Golden Globe and she's nominated for Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, and I wouldn't be surprised if she gets it.
So a long film directed, as you say, by Tom Hooper, who won an Oscar for The King's Speech, and he's up to win probably a couple more, right?
No, he didn't get nominated for this one. The film is there amongst the best films, but he didn't get a nomination this time. But I think he's done a very good job. My only difficulty, and it's partly a quibble, is that Russell Crowe's voice doesn't have that powerful force as Inspector Javert that I'd been led to appreciate from other singers. He looks the part, but I just wished his voice was a bit stronger.
One day more to revolution, feeling nipped in the bud. We'll be...
And even with Hugh Jackman, with Bring Him Home, which is the key song, I'd wished he'd been a touch more operatic rather than just musical theatre. But apart from that, he looks the part, he has the strength of Jean Valjean, and I think he does give a good performance. But I saw Lincoln the other day, and I presume Daniel Day-Lewis, is going to get the Oscar and not Hugh Jackman.
For those few who maybe don't know Les Misérables, it's a story of redemption by kindness and of forgiveness. It's a story that's popular with religious groups, isn't it?
It is, because, again, it starts with the galleys. And I always remember that, I think 200 years before, Vincent de Paul himself had worked in the galleys, and it was really a very fierce and really terrible situation. And all Jean Valjean had done was, you know, steal a loaf of bread for his sister and got all those years in the galleys. Very embittered, Inspector Javert almost hounding him all the time. And he steals candlesticks from a bishop who doesn't hold him to account but gives him the candles, and he's able to reshape his life, especially becoming mayor of a particular town. And when Javert comes there, catches up with him, he encounters Fantine, this woman who's had to work in the factories, has a little girl, and he saves the little girl and goes to Paris, and it's the Paris of revolution and the barricades.
Charge!
We'll join in our crusade, who will be strong and stand with me.
Okay, so an enjoyable film, Peter, right? I'm a bit doubtful as from what you say whether you're saying it's good or not. I understand you enjoyed the singing and the close-ups.
Yes, I liked it a lot, but I could imagine that younger people, especially as I heard one, actually he was not so young, said, how could you sit there for over 2.5 hours listening to them singing? So he's obviously not a fan of opera or musical theatre, and I could imagine some people finding it a bit difficult to sit through. On the other hand, those who like the story, those who like the musical, I think probably would say, well, probably when it comes on television, I'll watch it again.
My name is Marius Pontmercy.
And mine's Cosette.
Cosette, I don't know what to say.